The P-8 Poseidon is one of the U.S. Navy's most advanced surveillance planes. There are now two of them flying over the Indian Ocean. Seen here on the Navy's YouTube channel, Poseidons are built for intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and anti-submarine warfare. Its mission? To find small objects.
If we fly over it, we're going to see it.
Commander William Marks is aboard the USS Blue Ridge, running the U.S. search effort from off the coast of Japan. He says this new search area has better weather and is closer to land.
Our P-8 Poseidon flies about a nine-hour mission. And in the beginning, 3 to 3.5 hours of that was just transit time. Now, since the area is a lot closer, only about 2 hours of that is transit time.
But the one thing searchers need to succeed is wreckage, something floating, identified as belonging to MH370. Search coordinators in Australia warn the effort could last a while.
We don't know what altitude the aircraft was traveling at. We don't really know what speed it was going at.
Once any plane debris is found, the mathematicians will get to work. Again, Commander Marks.
Our oceanographers will work backwards. They will reverse engineer the winds and the sea state and the currents, and they will reverse plot that to get a starting point.
Only then can the pinger locator be lowered into the water. The locator, shown to VOA by its manufacturer, is dragged behind a ship. It can detect this. The audio given off by the flight data recorders. The U.S. Navy pinger locator is now aboard the Australian ship Ocean Shield, cruising toward the search area. Also aboard is this side-scan sonar device. This autonomous underwater vehicle dives into the ocean on a pre-programmed mission. It will take images of what is on the ocean floor. But until any wreckage is found, the planes will keep flying, and the ship will wait until it's called to an exact location. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Washington.